Startups move fast, and with AI, they're shipping even faster and attracting enterprise buyers sooner. But big deals bring even bigger security and compliance requirements. A SOC 2 isn't always enough. The right kind of security can make a deal or break it. Vanta knows what's needed and when, and they've built the fastest, easiest path to get you there. That's why serious startups get secure early with Vanta. Get $1,000 off at vanta.com/wandery. That's VANTA.com/wandery.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode. Okay, so now we go to Stacey and Kierna, who are going to try to mend fences. So Stacey, they're going to meet for lunch, and Stacey tells us, Michelle Obama teaches us that when they go low, we go high. So I'm going to take a gummy and go high and meet Kay today.
So tense lunch with Stacey and Kay. Here we go. So Stacey's like, well, I don't know what you feel like today. Anything without cheese? Okay, well, we have to start with burrata. Do you like burrata? I don't eat cheese, Stacey. Oh, you don't eat cheese. How did I not know that about you? Don't worry, we'll just get burrata. I don't eat cheese, Stacey. Okay. Okay,
Kay. Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, do you want to try the burrata just in case you do eat cheese? I'm allergic. Okay, all right. You ever actually tried cheese, though? Are you sure you're allergic? You know, Kierna's like, I had a whole arc about diarrhea my first season. Where do you think it came from? I do not eat the burrata.
So Kierna's like, yeah, we do need to have a discussion because this is getting ugly. And then they start ordering. And guess what Stacey orders? Burrata, of course. Of course she does. And Kay's like, I just told this girl I don't eat cheese. Then order your own fucking appetizer. And did you notice she ordered a burrata and a pizza? Because that shit was
funny. I did notice that there was a pizza just lingering there. Maybe it was like a red sauce pizza, but I did clock that and I thought that was hilarious. I just love seeing burrata weaponized in this way. It was such a funny passive aggressive move to just like insist on the burrata to the lactose intolerant person.
So funny. She ordered burrata and then a pizza. And Kierna just orders can I have the farro salad without cheese? I just want to make sure it doesn't have cheese because I'm allergic to cheese.
That's crazy. I can't believe I never knew you were allergic to cheese. If I had known that before we ordered. You did know that. I literally told you. Told me what? That I'm allergic to cheese. You are? Why didn't you ever tell me?
It's like, well, I don't think it's crazy that you don't know that I'm not into cheese because the dynamics of our relationship at this moment is not great. And it's disheartening because I feel like what I like to think about our relationship from the top is that we started at Lake Norman when nobody wanted to share a room with us, but then we shared a room. Do you remember? Yeah, when Stacey said she would be honored to bunk with you, Kay. I do remember. Mm-hmm. Remember this season when you turned on her? Or remember at the reunion when you turned on her for no reason because the other girls were doing it? I do, too.
Yeah, exactly. So Kierna's like,
so when I showed up at that bloom ball, like, you were so nasty to me.
And then we see footage from, like, the first episode where, like, Stacey, I guess, is like, hello, Kay. And Kierna's like, oh, you're not going to talk to me? You're not going to talk to me? You're not going to talk to me? And Stacey's like, oh, my God, get out of my face.
And she goes, well, you have to keep it in chronological order. What happened at Giselle's house? She goes, well, at Giselle's house, I was very upset. She goes, yeah, you screamed at me and you said, you're a phony and a fraud.
And we see flashback to Kierna being like, you lied on national TV. You looked in the camera. You tried to cry about it. You couldn't even squeeze a tear out of that beady ass eye. Like, why are you so mad about the TJ, you know, dust up? Which, by the way, still has never turned into anything. It's now been a few months since the premiere, and TJ has yet to produce any sort of court documents or evidence of any of this bullshit. So,
well, he provided that whack, you know, home printed evidence that was supposedly signed. Yeah, but here's the thing with Kierna. she's not necessarily wrong, but she's also doing the same thing. This whole, oh, I broke up with Greg. Well, I'm giving him another chance. Well, I bought myself a condo because woman power, because, you know, I'm not going to let Greg control my life because we're broken up and just lightly dating. Oh, guess what? Greg bought my condo. Come on, Kierna. You're just as dishonest about your relationship. So this is projecting.
Exactly. That's why she's so mad at Stacey. So Stacey's like, well, please explain to me why the next time I see you, I'd be like, hey, girl, hey. I mean, are you kidding me? She goes,
well, you weaponized my altercation when I was assaulted against me on the regular.
And Stacey goes, because every time I see you, all you do is scream at me and do all this kind of stuff. And I don't know what this is. And she starts doing this like hand in the face kind of motion or whatever. And
she makes it like a punch thing. Like, I'm going to punch you. And she's like, I did not do that. But then we see the clip and she's like getting her finger in her face and all this. But also this whole thing of you weaponized my altercation. No, she did not. And we see the clips of what she's talking about. And it's when she's going for Stacey on the van. And Stacey's like, well, don't chin check me because I know you can do it. She wasn't even referring to the fight. She was referring to the fact that you just had a chin checked fight. Literally.
Well, like, and specifically, she's not being like, oh, don't chin check me because you're violent. It wasn't like it came out of like in a vacuum. It was because you actually said that you chin checked Angel. You said you chin checked Angel. And everyone's like, whoa, did you chin check Angel? And then you like backed up on it. Then you said yes. And then no. What if I said it? Blah, 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 blah. So she was just kind of like fucking with you based on your previous, like, you know, stupid dust up scandal or a controversy. It had nothing to do with her saying, oh, you're violent. She just was like hitting a sore spot for you because she knew she could because you were coming for her first.
Yeah. And so we see the flashback where Kierna is saying, did you pay TJ? Don't do me because I know a tired ass hoe when I see one. And here's the other thing about fighting with Kay. Stacey never calls her a hoe or a bitch or beady ass eyes and all the stuff that Kay says when she's mad. You know, all Stacey says is, why are you so angry with me? And Kierna's trying to act like that's fighting fire with fire. What?
Yeah, she might call someone an imp, but that's about it.
Yeah, but it was a long road to imp.
Yes, but I agree. Kierna actually is the one who goes lower in these fights. So Stacey's like, I never once said you were violent. And then we see the, I don't want to get chin checked flashback, which, again, we explained why we are okay with that. And also, that was a funny ass line. I'm sorry. That was hilarious because Kierna was getting herself all whipped up into a tizzy and Stacey just sits there and shrugs and has this one liner that is just so perfect at that moment. I don't know. So Stacey says, you know, I have never seen the text messages that you had. It was asked of me, did you date Chris? And I said, I've never dated him and I know him socially. So why would you go to Monique and say, you know, Stacey, she dated your ex-husband, which, by the way, Stacey's right. Because remember, Kierna just meets Monique. And the first thing that Kierna does is say, oh, Stacey dated your ex. That's so messy. That's so messy. You don't know Monique. You don't have any loyalty to Monique. Like, what is that about?
So Kay says, I don't know what she's done for a fact, but I do know for a fact that I've seen Stacey with Chris and I've just accepted Stacey for who she is. No, you haven't. When did you do that? And she's like, well, you know, we just need to discuss from now on how we can get along. So Stacey's like, well, listen, it's so sad because we actually have a lot in common. You have a wellness brand. I've just launched a wellness brand. You're known for your fashion. I'm known for selling amazing fashion on QVC.
I'm back with my husband. And from what I've heard, you're back with Greg.
So, okay, here's the thing. This is where I get some money. Because, like, there's lies, and then there's, like, not being forthcoming.
And Stacey's like, sure. She goes, I'm a very passionate person, and I'm a very direct person, and I would like for me to be able to have a conversation with you, and it's never going to feel like you have to fear for your safety when it comes to me, because I would never harm you. And I just don't want to have to be the landing point for your defense every time we have a conversation. So,
stop talking about chin checking and then getting in people's face and waving your finger in their face and yelling at them about business that's not even yours.
Yeah. So Stacey's like, just can you give me the benefit of the doubt going forward? Can we just do that? And if you hear something, will you just come to me? My favorite resolution in The Real Housewives, when two people pledge that if they hear something about someone, they'll come directly to them.
We're going to talk to each other instead of the group. Okay. Yeah. So they agree to do that. And then she's like, let's do a cheers. She goes, I can't because my drink's not full. She goes, you can do this, Kiara. You still have a swig. Come on, Kay. And she's like, all right now. All right, Detroit. And she goes, okay, Baltimore.
So
we'll see if that comes up later. She called me Baltimore right after telling me she wasn't going to call me names.
See, okay, it's twisted. I know. So now it's dinner, girl dinner time for Giselle and Ashley and Wendy. So they go to this place and they all order and everything. And Ashley's like,
I'm getting my period. I'm getting it like twice a month sometimes.
And Giselle's like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to get it right now. Right now, my fourth time this month right now.
It's like, is that really your period?
So Wendy's like, oh, baby, every month Eddie has it like on his calendar. He's just like, you know, he's in his office like, uh-oh, like peeking out. If it's time, he doesn't want to come out of the office. It's very funny.
So Giselle's like, okay, well, ladies, this has been some good small talk, but let's get to the main event. We have been invited from Angel to something. Here we go. Pack your cutest fits. I'm honored to invite you all to Colorado for a few days to fly Cowgirl Energy and Sisterhood. No spoilers. Just know you'll want to be there. Y'all ready? Yeah.
So Angel is like, well, because the ladies have made so many different overtures about not getting to know me and how I'm closed off. You're the one who makes the overtures about, oh my God. She's like, and we're going back to Colorado. So we're going back to my happy place. They're going to hate this because your whole happy place there is going outside and making them do outdoor things. They don't want to do that. Okay. This is not the way to win these ladies over.
No, she already tried to do her like little yoga thing at the beginning of the season and no one liked it. This is just not going to work. So anyway, she tells everyone to wear cowgirl boots and Daisy Dukes. And Giselle's like, okay, well, I've got something to say about Angel because I called Tia to invite her to our cowboy Potomac party. And Wendy's like, wait, you're making calls? This is why I don't do shit with you. It's supposed to be a collaborative effort. Like, Wendy's like 3/4 of the way through making her partiful event, like invitation. And Giselle just goes and calls people.
Yeah, so she's Beyonce is going to be coming to town. So they want to do a cowboy theme. And so they're going to do a whole week of Western. And Wendy's like, well, we started it before Angel did it. And Giselle's like, yes, we did it first. She's copying us, copying Beyonce.
So they're making jokes about like, oh, Ash is going to wear assless chaps or whatever. And so they're going to like the kids are invited to the Giselle and Wendy thing, which I'm already like nervous about. Like, oh, whenever they bring all the kids to these things, I'm like, is that a smart idea? I'm not sure about that.
I did like this. Wendy goes, well, for the potluck, I've asked Stacy to bring the potato salad. Now she's like, there better not be raisins or grapes. Which, listen, I don't agree with Ashley a lot these days, but I definitely agree with that. Potato salad does not need to be fixed. You know what I mean? Like, there's it's not broken. Just leave potato salad. Leave your raisins. Leave your grapes. Leave your little apple. The little apple
thing that people
sometimes put in there. Mm-mm.
Well, Korean potato salad usually has like some sweet elements like apple in there, which I actually quite enjoy.
Well, but I'm
it's
not
like
coming for diet. Korea, but I just
no, I know. I'm know, saying like that's a different. But in terms of like the traditionally quote unquote American style, I know what you're saying. That's more of a tangy potato salad. So yeah, grapes are like a weird choice. I do enjoy a German potato salad as well, which is why I'm convinced this is why Stacey is making a potato salad. Because she's like, I'm married to a German, so I can make a potato salad. Which, did anyone even try her potato salad this episode after all that talk?
No, it didn't look very good. It was all mayonnaise. I think it was grocery store. So what is the German potato salad?
I think it's a little bit tangier. I think it's a little bit more mustardy. It's like mustardy, vinegary. I think there's still mayo in it. But like the American style is like just like big deal. Big mayos behind that one. Although the Korean style also has like a lot of mayo. But the German one is, I think, a little bit more mustard and vinegar.
That's probably how I make it, more German-like. Yeah. I use a lot of vinegar, mustard, pickle juice.
Yeah, dill. like grainy mustard, dill. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, that is kind of the best.
Yeah, a little mayonnaise. There is. And then I like to bake the potatoes as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tips, bake the potatoes. Guys. Wow, instead of boiling them. Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. So then they're talking about potato salad, which I can't imagine two people talking too long about potato salad. And then Giselle's like, okay, let's talk to Tia. So Tia just left Angel's house and Angel got kicked out of her house. And you know they're renting. So said your little lease is up and you have to get out of here. And Angel tells us, Angel, you have been evicted. Didn't you tell us you was top tier wag? This is not top tier wag. This, look, where's Taylor Swift? She is top tier wag.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point. So Wendy's like, okay, well, you know what? Let me tell you this, T. And Ashley's like, what's the what? Tell. Because one of my friends who's a realtor told me this girl came up to me and said, hey, I need a house in Potomac and I need it to look like it's $50,000 a month. But I'm only willing to pay $2,000 to $3,000 for the house. And then they all laugh because they know that she's
the way that Giselle cackles is like the sea urchin from The Little Mermaid turning gigantic and finally getting all the power and making the ocean go in a storm. She's like, wah! There are dolphins like flying out of the ocean behind her. I was like, geez, Giselle, there's no bigger gift to Giselle than something she can use against somebody else. Oh, she just loves it. The evil, the enjoyment of the evil is just hilarious to watch.
And knowing that Giselle is going to, and Giselle is going to probably go hard with this in Colorado in Angel's own house. So Wendy's like, yeah. And then she wanted to have like this lavish lifestyle presented, but she said that she wanted to pay a certain sort of amount, which is sort of funny coming from Wendy, given all the controversy there. But Wendy basically,
she lives like an hour away to have a bigger house. You know, I mean, they all kind of do it. It's housewives, but
they all, I mean, look, Karen, just
but Karen, like, all of them. I mean, just be careful who you throw stones at when you live in a cardboard box. You know what I mean? Although I guess that would be a safe place. Don't throw box cutters when you live in a cardboard box. Okay. I'll say.
So Wendy's like, look, if she wanted a discount, by all means, baby, get your discount. I'm not vested in Angel's living accommodations. I'm more vested in Angel and how she shows up for us as friends.
So yeah, but you're like, the one who just outed this on TV. So don't do the whole like, oh, I just care about her friendship. No, you don't.
Yeah, seriously. So they're wondering if like, is Angel broke? And Giselle's like, I feel like Bobby is over it.
Yeah, he doesn't like it here.
So here, now they're going to start painting Bobby as this like surly, grumpy husband who doesn't even support Angel. And maybe Angel is, oh, maybe she's suffering in silence. And so Giselle's like, yes, well, I heard he doesn't even like Eddie. And when he goes, when he's like Eddie, she goes, she just starts laughing like, what?
It's yes, like, okay, I made it up.
And then Wendy just laughs. Wendy looks at the camera and just laughs more, full on food in her mouth. She's like, this bitch, I have to pretend to be friends with her all this season.
Yeah. So now we go to the Potomac and Ponies party. And it's at like some indoor soccer place. And curious. curious place to hold a party. So Giselle comes first and you know, everybody starts coming, whatever, looking over the party and stuff like that. And Wendy's like, well, coming together with Giselle was really interesting because you've seen my 40th birthday and we see how glamorous it was. And she's like, and then you've seen all the events that Giselle has thrown. And then we see a clip of the reasonably shady party in Giselle's front yard where nobody could go in to use the bathroom.
And like magic marker signs and things falling over. So then Giselle gives Eddie shade about bringing Popeyes and she's like, well, Wendy give out the food assignments. And then here she comes with a bucket of Popeyes chicken, ma'am. Well, but to be fair, Popeyes chicken is quite good. It's quite good.
So there's cotton candy and then everybody's just coming. Charisse is here. She just comes rollerblading in on a little hoverboard with a horse tail on it. Hello.
Cowboy Cop.
Is this a party? Is this a party?
Wendy says that, you know, we've had so many events in this group that naturally we always cater, but like to make it really a family style event, it has to be potluck. So, but everyone, like the only one, no one actually brings their own food. So Ashley comes in and she's brought catering, like catfish. And she's like, well, I felt like it was appropriate to bring catfish to the party because it's a running theme in our group. Which means we... Cue up the angel catfish footage.
Just leave Angel alone. I mean, my God, Angel's not the best housewife, but they're really mean to Angel. Like, for zero
reason. But like, I mean, they are really mean to Angel, but also Angel kind of just gives them the perfect fodder, like, time and time again. She falls into the, we talked about traps before, Angel falls into the traps. The way that she got so fussed continually about the catfish, they were like, oh, okay, she's not really one of us. She can't hang with us, so we're just going to drive her off the show. Like, she just didn't know how, she doesn't know how to play the game, really.
Yeah, and you know, she's actually doing herself kind of a favor because she gets so offended over the little things. Basically how it works is if you don't get, you know, you act like Teflon. You're like, that doesn't offend me, that doesn't offend me. You can say whatever you want, you can do whatever, kind of like they're doing with Stacey, where it doesn't really matter. And then they finally get you on a bigger thing, and then they do break you down. And in this one, Angel is not really letting them get to the bigger thing because she's still offended over the small things. So in a way, she's doing herself a favor, because I feel like if she was more Teflon-y, the whole cast would have jumped on this thing about the other woman who was texting Jazzy with all this information about how Angel was really an asshole and all this other stuff and jealous of the husband or whatever the hell that was all about. They would really be harping on that, but they can't even get to a good plot point because Angel is still sweating the small stuff. So maybe she's helping herself out.
Yeah. So then they're like, people are arriving and Angel's still not there. So they decide to call her up. And Kiana's like, hey, when are you gonna, you're on speaker, how far away are you? And Angel's like, we are far, but like, we'll be there. And Wendy's like, well, how far are you going to be? Like, everyone's like, how far? And Bobby goes, we'll get there when we get there. And everyone's like, oh, Bobby, how angry.
How could Bobby speak to us like this? And Wendy's like, that doesn't sound very family friendly.
I know, they're like really scandalized by this. Meanwhile, Stacey still hasn't even arrived yet, but they're like, wow, I can't believe Angel is so late. So Giselle's like, Angel, first of all, you're running 2 hours late. Like, why would you even say that? You get there when you get there. Well, actually, turn around and go home. Oh, I forgot. You don't have one. Oh,
God. So Ashley's like, why does Bobby have all this energy, sir? Pipe down. That Bobby. I think he's got a temper on him. And so Tia tries to help her. She's like, well, she had a stressful week, though, with the move, didn't she? And, you know, all the stress that I've added by telling everyone that she's being evicted. Ooh, whoops.
But whose fault is that? Who gets booted out of their house? Oh, Giselle, you just wait, okay? Because it comes around to everyone on these shows. You just wait till you get evicted. So Tia's like, although I think that she's probably going to be fine. I'll eat my words. Tia's like, I'm just saying, let's be compassionate, because I would like everyone to be angry at Stacey instead. And it seems like we have a lot of energy for Angel right now. Let's get eyes on Stacey, please.
Yeah. So now they're like, you know, she's had a stressful week. And like, well, have you had a stressful week? She's like, oh, yes, actually, I have. Like, there, then it's no excuse. Everyone has a stressful week. It's not an excuse. So, Kiana is saying, well, look, Bobby was just being honest. They packed their house up. They have two little kids. They're driving all the way up to Baltimore. Like, he's just probably frustrated. And so they're like, yeah, kids suck. So she's on her way, guys. Let's just calm down. So now they go get drinks and stuff. And then Stacey arrives. And they're all shocked because they've never seen Timo before. And Wendy goes, oh, my God, is that Stacey? Is that a husband? Is that Timo? Timu? Is that Timu?
Yeah. And so they meet him and he's like very awkward and he's uncomfortable. He doesn't know what to do. And so they're all saying hi. It's like, nice to meet you. And Arabella is there and she's being very sweet and lovely. And, you know, Ashley's saying, like, at one point, I think Ashley's like, oh, my God. So there finally is a face to the name. Oh, wow. I finally get to see it. Which is like that fucking, like, that's that, like, that thing that people say, which is like kind of mean, you know. And so Timo's like, yeah, no,
what do you mean?
Well, not mean. It's kind of like it kind of puts someone on the spot right away when they like show up, you know? It's like, oh, I didn't know you actually existed. Oh, and then they have to be like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
He's like, I'm real. Have you had a pizza oven? I have one.
So Wendy's like,
So were you part of the process of making the potato salad, Timo? You made it? He's like,
no, I didn't make it. That was part of the process. I did some of it. I observed. I said, that's German enough. That was the time we make potato salad.
We are done with potato salad now. Now you eat. You eat the potato salad.
So Ashley is like,
it's really nice to know that Timo actually does exist. I mean, I almost pinched him to make sure he was real. And I was happy to see that he was there supporting his wife even after she got busted paying to play with TJ. Kudos, props. He gets points in my book. Also, like, he's kind of old and pasty, which, not gonna lie, kind of turned me on.
I'm so excited for everyone to try my potato salad. They're potatoes, but they're cut in a small way. There's just a little bit of celery. And let me tell you the special ingredient. Everyone, be quiet. This is a shocker. Mayonnaise. There's mayonnaise in there. Can you believe it? Absolutely incredible. Potato salad like you've never had it before.
A lot of people don't know this, but I'm a fabulous cook. And we see 3 days ago, she pulls something out of the oven that's like white, but then has this big burnt spot in the middle. And AJ is like, oh, no, 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 no. I'm not touching that. That's not even cooked. No, no, no. Why is this brown? No, 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 no. She's like, it's a peach cobbler. He's like, no, it's not. No, it's alive. It's moving. It's the substance. It's the substance.
It's from Detroit. So Stacy's like, my potato salad, world class. My secret ingredient, love.
So when they're just talking about food and everything and getting food and like they're like browsing through the food, the catfish and the chicken and all this stuff. And then they have seasonings. Stacy has some Lowry's seasoning salt and everything, and they're just going through.
Yeah, they're talking a lot about food and stuff. They all diss the point. They all diss the potato salad at some point. They all talk about how nasty it looks, which is pretty funny. And then one of the kids says they like the potato salad. So
yeah,
you see,
got good marks. Yeah. See, and then Ashley's trying to get Dylan to eat lunch. She's like,
if you eat some lunch, I'll do tug of war after lunch.
She's like, no, mommy, I'm trying to watch my figure. You can't lure me out from this wall. I'm going to stay here for the rest of the day, mother.
I'd appreciate it if we didn't spend today talking about body image issues, mother. Please, you really need to eat something.
All right.
Will you shake my hand? If you shake my hand on it, if you eat.
He's like, all right, I'll shake your hand, and I will prefer that you stick to this promise, mummy. Hold on. Let me say you a song and how much I love you.
All right.
He's crying because there was no counters to stand on. So
then he doesn't know what to do. He's like, how am I supposed to play a sport without a countertop to stand on?
Giselle's like, is it Timu or Timoa? And Eddie's like, Timo. And Wendy goes, Timo, where the fuck did this name have an O in it? And Cam is like right there, her daughter. And she's like,
excuse me, mother.
She's like, oh, sorry. I love when kids get bossy about curse words.
You curse, and you're not supposed to say those words, mother.
Yeah, so they're about to announce a winner for the potluck, like who made the best food. None of it looks great, I'm going to be honest.
No.
This was not the most successful potluck we've seen. So Angel and Bobby walk in right then, and it's awkward. And so Wendy is like, okay, we can make it worse now for Angel, who just got here and is probably already stressed out. So we had this, we had that. Okay, now who made catfish? Ashley Darby was on catfish. I just want to make sure Angel has heard the term catfish. It cuts to Angel, and she's like,
she's not happy. I also just want to point out that when Angel and what's his face, Bobby, walk in, the way that Greg went running over to Bobby, like, tumbling over chairs and tables. Greg was so excited to be like, I could be friends with a football player now. He went, the biggest smile on his face. He showed more excitement for Bobby than he ever did for Kiarna.
I know. I would date that Greg. He looks so happy to be there, but not the one that's with Kay. That's for sure. So he was all excited. He's like, oh my God, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Shitting at home, am I right? It's the only place I like to shit. Only place. Tell all my friends.
So much. He's also like, 2 times the height of Greg and just like looking down at him. So then, this catfish moment happens, which is hilarious.
And of course, Angel is
not liking that.
Perturbed.
Yeah, she's like, you can take that catfish and shove it. What could be her justification for bringing catfish? At least when you come to my house, you had a chef. You had a real open bar, a $10 party. But we show up to an event for kids with Popeyes and half-rented space. Please, show some respect. Show some respect.
You showed up 3 hours later, and then you want to talk about respect at an event? So
showed up 3 hours later, and you're evicted. Just take the chicken. You know what I mean? Bring some Tupperware. That's what I suggest.
Yes, I would. It all looked. I mean, I would have. I look good. So then they are all gathering, and the men gather as they do like men talk. And Eddie is like, "So you came a little tardy to the party, huh?" That's a Kim Zolciak reference. Welcome to Bravo. And Bobby's like, "Yeah, well, somebody's got to do it." So then the kids are all making friends, which is really cute. The kids are getting along. And then we go back to the adults. And Ash is like,
so from what I understand, Tia talked to Giselle and said that you had to move within a few days, Angel.
She goes, yeah, we're used to moving. We're an NFL family. We've had short-term lease for this property originally because we thought within a certain period of time we would and we'd find a house. But you know what it is? Hashtag NFL family. Right.
That was a really long way to just say wag, waggity, wag, wag, wag.
Wag, wag.
I'm a wag. So I just have to point out something that just happened that I thought was really funny. So Arabella goes up to Cameron and she's like, so Cam, you have four phones? And Timo's like, four phones? Yeah, four phones. And she's like,
well, I have three, but my dad is going to buy me another one.
Those are called burner phones and you're not supposed to tell people you have those.
Oh my God, you are hilarious, Ronnie.
You are going to get in trouble.
My God.
They're just putting them all under Cameron's name.
Oh,
bless their hearts.
My God.
Wag, waggity, wag, wag, wag. So Stacy's like, are you living here? Are you going back to Colorado, Angel? And she's like, well, we're going back to Colorado and then we're going to get our stuff and then we're going to pack it up. And then we're just going to be back and forth until we find a house that we want. If I make another season, which I probably won't. So fuck you people. No, I'm not getting a fucking house. Get off my ass.
So it was originally booked for July 12th or the 1st when you booked it.
And Angel's like, well, it was originally for, I don't know. And here's where I think Angel's like afraid to out conversations with production. And she's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what happened, to be honest with you. I don't know what happened. And now she's like,
babe, it's just hard for me to understand because like as a mom, I know very on top of it. Like,
A mom,
Ashley's not getting enough reaction. So she's going to make it that you're a bad mother. She's like, I'm not getting enough reaction. I'm going to insinuate she's a terrible mother for letting this happen. Well, now let's see what happens. I mean, Ashley, listen, you can say a lot about Ashley, but she does come to work.
Yeah. And she's basically like, when you say that you were confused about it, that's just not something I would see you doing. She's actually doing a reverse as a mom. She's like, you're such a good mom. You're on top of shit. So how did you not how are you not on top of this instead? And it seems like when Tia says, in fact, when Tia says, was it originally for July 12th? I guess that's probably the wrap day for their shooting July 12th. So they're like, oh, it's 12 days early. Like, what's going on? And Wendy's like, you know what? They were saying you were evicted, girl. She's like, I'm just gonna get right to it. You're evicted.
She's like, we've been waiting for the whole cast to get here for 3 hours now. They're saying you got evicted. Let's just end this. And Tia's like, oh, Wendy, it's such a mess. Ooh. And Charisse is like, yeah, Wendy will throw the remix on it, huh? Have a boy.
Wendy's like, I'm not gonna dance around it. The people are saying you're evicted. And Giselle's like, say it ain't so. Guess we'll find out what happens with this. But ooh, Angel. Oh, Angel, Angel, Angel.
Oh, Angel.
Mess. So funny. What a funny thing. Angel is so funny to me. She continued, like, the worse she is as a housewife, the more I'm amused by her because she's just so bad at it. So bad.
Yeah.
But also, Ashley is so transparent the way Ashley tries to whip up these things. Like, oh, I think that Bobby has a real temper on him. He just was like, we'll get there when we get there. He's like, you guys should just be so lucky that we're even coming in the first place because we have to back up this whole house in minus 5 hours.
Yeah.
So she's just trying to create some narratives and they're all at work, basically.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. The mess. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for being here. We'll be back next week with some more Potomac, eh?
Yeah. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.